plea or whatever, you can put them in the story and all kinds of words tell it. But which I saw on social media, sometimes it is as if you are shown what you're supposed to see on social media, not only by the controllers of those media, but by your intelligence in the cosmos. So it is about, and this is the lessons I've been going through for the past, I don't know, years, especially the past few months, that just accept yourself the way you are. You are good. You do, just do good things. And don't think that you're always bad because you should do so, so much more than you do now. Which, well, I mean, I got it. And I think that many God brothers and God sisters with me who went through the same, let's say, social environment of ISKCON during the 70s, 80s, 90s, maybe even up to now in some places, well, we got this very heavily. You have, as I mentioned here many times, you have an eternal, immeasurable debt to your spiritual master, and you should just work harder and harder. And even though you may work a set of pieces now, you didn't have a vacation or even a weekend holiday for 20 years, you're still not good enough. You should work harder. Gave up your life to serve this movement. Me here, your leader. Yeah, some, they even took that role. I'm your master. But as I was told by my guru, when I was a little leader, you're not the leader of those who are responsible for you, are their servants. So yeah, we could analyze where this comes from, but I would say it's a very real, factual problem that some of us have. And it's important to heal ourselves from that, because that's what I say it is. And I guess it has something to do with maintaining your integrity, your sovereignty over your own life, but then with the understanding that here I am, a little way, part and parcel of God, of Krishna. But also then my relationship to, of course, to Goddess and God, Radha Krishna, and so on, and to all others who live, because we're all parts and parcels of God. So again, we come back to, we need to understand the basic, fundamental foundation there of the worldview, the cosmology, the philosophy that explains reality to us, our real position, our constitutional position, as we can say. And then we will act nicely toward each other, be everyone's friend, we'll be tolerant, we'll be merciful, and so on. You know it in Sanskrit, even Titiksha, Karunika, and so on. That's what a Vaishnava is. And that's what we want to be, right? So, and that's all. Let's just try and be that way toward each other. Be a good friend, especially of other Vaishnavas, but of everyone. Just by doing that, that's enough, really. Krishna says, anyone who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but he who says, she who says, I'm a devotee of God's devotee. He's my devotee. And again, I'm repeating it over and over again because I think it's so important for us to get that, not just there as some philosophical aphorism we repeat now and then during lectures, but in our worldview, in our lifestyle. So then, I would say, when we can accept each other and ultimately accept everyone else who lives the way they are. Yes, this is the life he or she, those over there have now, their culture, their ways, their species. But we are much the same, right? Little deeper down, not even that far deep down, we are the same. And then the secret is, and that's why I say that this is most probably what makes a difference between failure and success for the Krishna consciousness movement. I would dare saying that. Because it has to do with how you treat the devotees. Are you a serious authorized servant of God? But treat the devotees badly. And with that I don't mean shouting in your face or beating you, but treating the devotees, maybe who you are leader of, fairly. And you see, you may think it's fair, but they are unhappy. They may not even complain, especially if they are Swedish. They just go away. And then you find yourself alone there. So, I mean, karma is a bitch, they say, but you know, it's serious, especially when it's about devotees. So, but when you do that, not only of those who are devotees in your religion or sampradaya or math or whatever, but everyone, seeing at least understanding that everyone who lives here, all living beings, well, they're all parts and parcels of God. And we're all ultimately, you know, really down there. Residents also by Kunta and so on. Because that's all our constitutional position, every one of us. So when you see that, when you look at and deal with others who live here, then you will deal properly and understanding this Tikshala Karunika and so on. And when you do that, you respect and accept others the way they are with all their faults and failures, then you can also accept and respect yourself with all your faults and failures. That's just fair, isn't it? So in this way we finally get peace of mind and peace between each other. Real friendship starts to develop. And then Krishna will shower blessings. I have seen it and see it. This is at least my theory. And this is what I'm trying to live. Me and my friends. Hare Krishna.